So, it's Wednesday night. I've gone for a walk. This road is a lot busier than I was expecting. Actually, you know what? I'm going to walk down. I'm going to walk around a park. So, this is potentially the first of a series of audio booths that I would like to do called John's Evening Ramble. In many ways, it's kind of a fitness initiative because I'm starting to feel like I don't do a great deal at the moment. And a really good way around that is to go for a walk and take in the sights of my neighbourhood, the houses, the passing traffic, that kind of thing. And obviously, because I'm a social media harlot, I wanted to try and include a way of broadcasting my walks. What a wanker. So anyway, here we are. I am outside the... what is this called? It's a Newcastle Underlying Museum and Art Gallery. Obviously that's shut. And there's not much chance of me getting in and showing you around it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I think there's a... there's some kids playing on a park thing, pumping a lever that I'm fairly sure doesn't actually do anything. Oh, I think it does do something. It's connected to a pump. So that's me proved wrong already. Yeah, it's the Borough Museum and Art Gallery. It's kind of nice. And this bit of it I'm just looking at now is not in as good a state as it was the first time I saw this. This is the Brampton Park Sensory Garden. This garden has been designed and planted to provide an area for everyone to experience the textures, aromas, colours and sounds that can be present in the environment. So that's quite nice. It's looking seriously knackered compared to the time when I first saw it. I think it had just been put in and it looked pretty neat, whereas at the moment it looks a bit like it's falling to pieces, which I'm not sure is what they were intending when they made it. Where was I? I was talking about the wanky reason I was doing these audio booths. I want to just go for nice long walks, but I thought it would be fun to do audio booths while I'm doing that. And I thought also, I did a lot of thinking, I also thought that it would be kind of nice to include an interactive element where you ask me to talk about something over the course of the walk, which I think makes it fun. And it also means that I'm not constantly trying to think of something to say, because sooner or later I'm going to run out of ideas. Anyway, moving on. On this, the first ever John's Evening Ramble, the topic for consideration was requested all the way from America. That's right, my friend Jade asked me to talk about the origins of British swear words. Obviously, I have no knowledge whatsoever, which precludes me from being able to tell you about the origins of some of the country's finest swears, so I'm not gonna. So in the true spirit of a request thingy, I'm not entirely honouring the request. But I will talk about swearing. But I will talk about my swearing because I actually try not to swear all that much in public. I keep all my swearing either to social media when I'm having a really bad day, and private situations, you know. I always think it's a bit unsettling when you're sitting on a bus and somebody on the bus just sort of goes, "Oh, don't fucking believe it, lol." That's not entirely representative of a Stoke-on-Trent accent. To be honest, that actually sounded a little bit more Brum. That wasn't intentional. Look at me talking about swearing, and I think I'm walking past a creche. That's bad. So, yeah. For example, when we've been hanging around the recording studio or rehearsing and things, swear words tend to drop out. Sometimes I swear during a gig if I feel it's worth it for a joke. But generally, I actually try not to swear out loud when I'm around and about, because it's just a bit unsettling, I think. When I do swear, and a lot of my swearing does actually tend to be written down, I seem to try and chain swears together. I get a bit creative with my use of cursing, and I tend to try and chain words together, like for a combo. So, you know, "cock off, you witless fuck monkey" is one fairly abstract example of what I try and go for. It's a bit weird, and I'm not quite sure why. But, you know, if you're going to say something obscene, at least try and amuse yourself with it, as opposed to just saying it for the sake of saying it. That's my philosophy on the matter. So, yeah. It is quite strange, because for somebody who does enjoy a good swear, I seem to enjoy it guiltily. And I'm equally put off when somebody else is swearing in public. So it seems quite silly for me to pull a face when somebody swears, I don't know, in a cafe, considering some of the things I come out with. But it just goes to show what a complex person I can be, maybe. So, I was just about to comment that the roads have really calmed down, and at the time I was thinking those words, all these cars just seem to have stumbled out of nowhere, and I've just trod on a gummy sweet. So that's the kind of thing that you are listening to this for. That's the kind of divulgence that you were hoping. I wonder if he's going to step on a sweet. I wonder how often he's going to almost breathe in some midges. That's happened quite often while I've been recording this. This is my third attempt at recording it. I went a bit wrong on a few goes. And I think on the last go, you just heard me aggressively exhaling because I was worried about insects. So, yeah. I'm now walking along what should be a fairly peaceful path. And it's still daylight, which means I can walk along this without being worried about being punched in the face, which is what happens when I'm walking around in the dark. Anyway, but it's daylight, and we're coming to the end of the audio boo, and I hope you enjoyed it.